Welcome to the tax update for 30th April, and in this month's edition we've got five items, and as usual this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes as well as links should further research wish to be done. Now the first item today is that very important subject of certainty, and to what right has HMRC to raise an assessment on allegedly discovering some new facts suggesting that the taxpayer has underassessed under the self-assessment regime. Well, this complex issue was examined in the Court of Appeal when made to disclose the other information, but the courts have refused to separate the two issues and say it's up to the tribunal to decide how an appeal should proceed. And in this case, Mr. Hargreaves is going to have to fight on and provide the information. We don't know whether he was resident or not, but the decision is of interest because it shows that it's not the taxpayer that determines how the appeal will progress. And more worryingly, this appeal is now 15 years beyond when his disposal occurred, and yet he's still fighting. So anybody going into tax avoidance should be very aware that it could be a long and costly dispute before the matters are resolved, and that length of uncertainty is very unsatisfactory. The Scottish Government has announced that they're going to freeze the thresholds for the higher rate and additional rate applying, and they claim that by so doing and adopting a different path from the UK, Hargreaves subjected to the revenue raising a discovery assessment on £84 million of a capital gain, which they allege was taxable because he had retained his UK residence and ordinarily resident status despite arranging to go overseas and emigrate. This is a complex issue, and Mr. Hargreaves had relied on IR20, but since 2011 we all know with that wonderful wisdom that hindsight gives us that discarding UK residence is very difficult and you really need to sever the ties with the UK to do so. But what Mr. Hargreaves was objecting to about the discovery assessment was the fact that in order to resolve this issue he would have to provide a great deal of personal information about his life, and so he wanted to get the courts to confirm that the discovery assessment was incompetent because he'd made sufficient disclosure notifying HMRC that he was going abroad and losing UK residence, so that they could raise £1 billion of additional revenue. I suppose the question to ask there is, statistically, are they taking 100 years to do that? Because the probability of them raising £1 billion by freezing the tax rate and higher rates is actually not very credible. But they're doing it, and of course this is going to add compliance costs to all employers who have both UK and Scottish resident taxpayers, and it will introduce differential payroll software, which with computerisation is achievable, but it does lead to additional complexity, and I don't think it would have been justified if you looked at the economics and said what will be the additional yield achieved by the Scottish Government. HMRC should be hanging its head in shame about the Apollo Fuels Limited dispute, which has now been decided by the Court of Appeal. And it concerns a situation where a company provided cars, but it charged an open market value lease rental for the cars, and the employee was therefore paying the full market value for a car. But HMRC said because the car is supplied by the employer, it's a company car, and therefore an assessable benefit arises. And we know that in the strict law, if the benefits legislation is triggered, then the cap for contributions made by the employee for private use is at £5,000. So you could still end up with a very substantial taxable benefit. Fortunately, the Court of Appeal has looked at it and said, can you say that an employee who is paying an arm's length open market value lease rental rate is deriving any benefit? And the court has said, well, that word benefit means there has to be a benefit, and if you pay full market value, you're not getting a benefit. Therefore, the benefits in kind legislation within the tax legislation is not triggered, and the employees are not going to be assessed a double tax. But I said at the start, HMRC should be hanging their head in shame because they're ignoring the spirit of the law and attempting to say that an employee who is paying out of his after-tax income an open market rental should be taxed again on something on which there is no benefit. Fortunately, the Court of Appeal has exercised common sense and come to what I think is undoubtedly the right decision, saying that there is no benefit and therefore the legislation found in the Taxes Act, which deems a benefit to arise, does not apply in this case. With the Brexit referendum as to whether or not we leave the European Union, the Finance No. 2 Bill debate at committee stage has been delayed, and this might mean that it doesn't get royal assent before Parliament goes into the summer recess on 21st July 2016. They shouldn't have enacted it. It's a complication we could all do without. And finally, just to inform you, the Treasury has published an analysis of the possible outcomes on the European Union referendum. It makes an interesting read and maybe adds a little more to the knowledge that's available. Thanks very much for listening.